People who's watching this right now has no idea the chaos that just happened.
Oh, no, we're so calm.
Well, the people in the Patreon, that's why they got to get in that Patreon, yeah, right? Yeah,
Patreon saw all that shit.
I sent it to Tony today.
It was like, what, seven people in here?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Grant was all the Roast Me guys were just in here. Yeah. All deaf people was all just in here arguing loud. It was loud as hell in here. And like seven different conversations going
right,
on.
Right.
Cause I just found out
Boo.
Me and Boo Capone, like our family members are the same people.
Y'all related to each other?
No, not like that. But his niece, his blood niece, her mom is my auntie's best friend. So I watched his niece grow up, like, you know what I mean? He was cool. I know your auntie, blah, blah. So we just found out, like, his brother.
On the other side of Wilshire.
His brother and.
if y'all know Boo Capone, my auntie, that's on the other side of Wilshire.
You know, my family was over there, yeah. So.
I know they're from L.A., but I didn't know exactly.
No, they from L.A.
Oh, yeah, if you know Boo.
They from, without how many L.A.? They from.
If you know Boo, then.
Yeah, so my auntie and. His niece, they best friends. So, like, his...
I'm sorry you related to Boo.
His niece. I'm not related to him at all. I'm not related to him at all. But we know the same people. So, like, his people, like, spend holidays and shit with us. Like,
oh, right.
What's funny is... Yeah. This is not my story at all, but this is Brent's story. But he said one time Boo Capone had got sick, was in the hospital, and he was like, he went to go check on him. Brent was like, I'm here to see Boo Capone. And he was like, who? And he was like, I just realized I don't know this nigga's name.
I don't know
his first name either.
Yeah. That's
I don't
crazy.
Know his name at all.
About it,
his
like,
name is totally different. It's like like Cedric Rogers or something like that.
Like, I don't know where to go here. Yeah.
Actually, I just come back.
I'll follow somebody else in red up there.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
How many people have you found out, especially y'all, actually you too, actually. Yeah. How many people's names have y'all found out because of when you have to fill out paperwork?
BT's?
Yeah.
Well, he emailed me.
He told
me
his.
Yeah, he emailed me. I seen his whole name. I was like, you got to change this, bro. I still know what DC's is.
You don't?
I don't know Ranji's last name.
I do. I thought y'all be knowing a lot.
I do. I forgot, though. I forgot what it was, but yeah.
I don't know who...
You just threw me off with that. I was like, Ron G's name ain't Ron?
No, his name is Ron.
I know. That's
but his last name. Yeah.
It ain't G.
It ain't G. He don't tell people.
I don't know. Was it Sean G? Your last name?
Yeah.
DC Curry. Don Curry.
I usually don't communicate with people that don't. I don't.
Cedric Entertainer. We don't even know what his last name is.
I do not know what his last name is.
We just accept the entertainer.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's Cedric.
Right.
Right. It could be.
Jamie Foxx isn't Jamie Foxx.
Well, we know that. Eric Bishop.
Yeah.
I usually don't communicate with people that go by fake names.
Mm-hmm. I don't know Sinbad's real name.
I knew it. I can't think of it at the
moment. Man.
Earl.
No.
Is it?
It's not Earl.
No.
He looked like an Earl.
He do look like an Earl.
Hey, Earl.
Bernie Mac's name is not that. Obviously, it's like
it's
I think
Bernard
it's like,
McCullough.
Right.
Something
right.
like that.
That's Bernie.
I mean, Bernie Mac. Yeah, that's just that. You know.
Well, my name is not Dion Lack.
No, it is not. You are a fraud. Sir.
Fraudulent.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot what yours was.
Where are them
Roderick.
Kids that's looking for
yeah.
you?
Hmm? Yeah,
where them kids.
But well, I forgot you gave us. You told us on here though where that all that came from though.
My name is Roderick Dion Lacking.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So no one called me Roderick unless I went to school with them, because obviously it was the roll call.
Yeah,
but my family, friends, my neighborhood, places I worked, they all called me Dion. And then by me playing football, everybody just shortened my last name to Lack.
Yeah.
So then. That was my name all through in high school, either Roderick or Lack. So when I came to LA, I was just like, I'm just gonna go with the names that I'm
yeah, that makes
happy
sense.
With.
On all your government documents, it says Lacking Rock.
Come on, man. My kids watch a lot.
Because you do put the last
you
name?
Put the last name first.
Lacking Rock.
Lacking Rock.
He's a Ken doll.
I gotta leak it.
I know you've heard all of these things.
Mm-hmm. He's like, and this is the reason why I dropped the ING. I think somebody in this live.
Black Rod is this.
Somebody in this live was. I told the story. Somebody said, imagine having the last name Lacking and you went with Lack and you had King there the whole time. I said, shit. I never thought about that.
And about using the King.
Damn.
You could have been. You went with Lack.
Dion King.
Oh, no. Roderick King is too close to Rodney King.
Well, that's too close.
I went with Dion King.
Dion King is better.
Yeah, but
Dion Lack worked.
It sounds like Dunking.
Sounds like Don King.
Only in America.
Yeah.
Two niggas you don't want to be.
Yeah.
Rodney King. Yo, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a solid last name, though. Kim, like King, you'd be like, yeah, that's a good one.
What's up? I call people that, too. What's up, King?
I don't know there's no Queens
last name.
Everybody
I know with the last name King's had a rough life.
Yeah.
Martin Luther. Not Bernard.
Yeah. Bernard King.
Basketball player
for the Knicks. Last time they won a championship.
Yep, the last one to make them somebody.
Wow. Sweet. Oh, you know.
With two bad knees. The big pads on his knees too. Big pads. The
volleyball pads.
Got it done.
Some Patrick Ewing has them.
Patrick Ewing pads, bro.
I think more basketball players should have the knee pads, man. I know it looks silly, man, but I promise you, you be happy falling on those knees.
They wearing the padding now. You just can't see it.
Yeah,
they wearing the compression and stuff now. Yeah. Got like little like padding and shit on it.
Like, it ain't the same, but it's...
Nah, it ain't the...
It actually works better.
Them 90s and 80s pads, like even all the sports, like the football player shoulder pads, it's like up here, bro.
Yeah, with the loose jack
and
jerseys.
And they had the thing right here, yeah. Like the padding back in the day was huge.
Yeah.
The material just sucked. It was loose dial padding.
But you wanted the big shoulder pads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because everybody wanted that look.
Well, unless you were like a wide receiver or
something.
Yeah,
like but that. The linebackers and...
Yeah. What they call it, the cowboy, the thing that kind of went
up
right
here?
Oh,
the little collar? Yeah.
That shit used to make, but I, like when
yeah.
the Bobby Boucher. End,
when you saw a linebacker with that, you'd be like, this nigga's the real deal.
And he got the 10, can't see his eyes.
Yeah, it was real, bro.
Always at the Bobby Boucher, you always had that.
Like running backs who had visors, you'd be like, he probably good as fuck. I used to hate the kids who had the whole, and this is any
trash.
Sport, who had all the things, and you'd be like, who, your mama?
Yeah.
Just making you look the part. Mm-hmm. Like, you trash,
mm-hmm.
bro.
Yeah.
And I remember my dad hated it. Like, if it was a kid on our team, you out here with the, you got the sleeve, you got the, and you're trash.
I remember my running back in high school, he fumbled three times, and my coach took them, the arm guard.
The forearm guard.
At AAU games, we used to go and... We stopped this, but we used to watch the kid with the most gear. And then we realized, no, that's just a rich kid.
Yeah.
Let's look at the other kid with no socks on.
Right.
Out here.
Ashy nigga going to give you 40, nigga.
The one that just put the jersey on when he got there over his...
The Ashy kid is a little musty. He about to drop 35.
He need this.
He trying to get out the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the rich kids, they be having all... Like, my son's baseball games. My son be like, can I have this? And I be like, no.
Mm-hmm.
These kids got like, I mean... The oven mitts now that they running with and all. I'm like, no.
It's so stupid.
It's like...
When you're sliding and shit like
that. Yeah, like you getting calluses and scars, that's a part of sports.
Right.
Yeah.
You're still healing. Your body will heal quickly.
I love the scars on my hands, bro. It's like, I've been in some shit,
Yeah,
dog.
I got stories for each of these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your skin keloids?
Nah, I got this. Nah. This one's from me being cheap. No bullshit.
Say more words.
No bullshit. I I was in a church van.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a quarter, and I was like, ooh, a quarter. And whatever was underneath there, nigga sliced the shit out of me.
Mm.
And I got that quarter, though.
Just let go of the quarter, Kim. Yeah.
It sliced the shit out of me. It left a scar.
I thought your story was going to teach you a lesson. It didn't teach you shit. Said, I got that quarter.
I just more careful when I reach for money. I got it.
I got all these marks on the back of my hand from one time, man. I was playing football, and I fell, and I kind of slid. I remember I saw this dude's cleat coming down on my hand. I was like, no.
Yeah.
He turned on purpose.
Yeah.
And just, my hand was so swollen, dog. It was a problem. I still played, bleeding hand and all.
You ever shook the hand of like a person who played like running back? For like a long time, like especially those in the league, they hands are thrashed, bro. Mm. Like terrible.
I've seen some NBA hands that look crazy.
They big as hell.
They be breaking fingers and shit and never getting them properly.
I got a teammate, his shit still like this.
Evander Holyfield has the biggest, strongest hands I've ever shook, bro.
Yeah.
I felt like a bitch.
And he's like, you hit people with these?
Bro, they were huge. And I get it. It's from the swelling, right? You do it. But, yo, his hands were crazy. And then just the heart, like, they were just... I said, man, fuck the gloves, dog. Right. Woo!
Get slapped.
Woo! Yeah.
That's how OJ's hand felt.
Just
shook his hand. It was just big and, like, thick.
Mm-hmm. You just like, why?
What'd you do? This thing got smashed in the door. My daughter did it, trying to be a hero, trying to... You see the middle finger?
Mm-hmm. The one that's gray?
Yeah.
You might want to get that. Look at that.
It's been 7-8 years, man.
Hey. I think the top is zombie.
She wants to do what?
She wanted to be a big girl. And I got it. I said, open the door. Open the door, baby. Open the door.
Oh, shit.
Look at his finger.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Show the camera that.
That thing is dead.
Hey, it's the hey, floor. It's yeah. gray.
Trying to be sweet.
Cause you can't yank it out, baby.
It's in
baby.
There.
Wait, what kind of door was it?
A car door.
Oh, you was in the top?
Yeah.
Because it was me trying...
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Trying to be the sweet dad.
How long did it open it?
Close the door for you.
She was like, huh? Like the,
yeah.
Huh? Open the door. Oh, no, open. Can you scare her? She's going to run up on the other side of the car. I'm scared, daddy. What are you trying to tell me to run? Open the door, baby.
My fingers are in the door.
Hit that light button, baby. Hurry up. Baby, hurry. Open the door, baby. We're having fun.
Full
You're
sweat.
You're scaring me, Daddy. What are you open? Calm down. Open the door.
So how long you think it was in there? Like realistically,
I would say about 4 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So she jumped. She jumped on it pretty fast.
She was like, "What?" She was like, "She tried to open the door herself, but yeah. It was locked." She's like,
"What if you had the child locks on?" to this day, you still be
that finger. He had to leave it.
It'd still be in there.
Go get the key fob. Go get the key fob. Go in the front. Go in the front seat. Turn the car on.
Nah, you just have to amputate that mug. It's gone, sir.
That'd be crazy if that child lock was on.
Mm-hmm. Who was the Uber and the guy took off?
Hey. Yeah, but open the door, sweetie. Open the door.
But that nigga like this. You don't see. He just texted.
I'm on my next driving. One. Figures that voice. Yo, that's dumb. That's panic,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, buddy.
That's funny, bro. Oh, trying to keep a calm face during yeah. that.
Because you don't want to scare the kid. I'd be like, oh.
I'm glad. I haven't had one of those yet. Where we hurt each other. I've done that, but I'm talking about with the kid.
Didn't
like
me like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in there for a while. I remember I had some crushed cans in the trash can, and I pulled it out, and I have a shirt on. And that mug sliced right. Mm. And I just thought, like something sharp was touching me. Yeah. So I was like, and then I put it on my bag, and I was like, and I seen,
damn,
blood. And to this day, it felt like I had like a
yeah, tetanus,
a C-section.
Yeah. All because you was being cheap, collecting cans,
what?
Collecting cans, baby. That's leave your scars.
Yeah. Do y'all recycle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I just put it in the blue. But, yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they do. They might. I just put shit out.
I'd be trying, but I'm like.
No, nah, I have separation. A separate trash can for the. You yeah. Know,
it's kind of hard to do it when, you know, you got a tight space and you're like, now I got to have two trash cans and two access. And then people make you feel bad. Like, you don't recycle?
I mean, get out of my face.
All right.
I don't feel bad about shit.
Do you feel bad? Well, how
I'm not the one making plastic containers. Get the hell out of my face.
How do you feel about people going through your trash?
Yo. It's so funny you say that because this just became a thing. No, finish the story, please.
No, you can.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so there's a trash can, you know about space. Mm-hmm. There's a trash can right in front of the loft.
Mm-hmm.
So when I leave, I usually dump the trash and then go to my car, right? Mm-hmm. So I remember this one time I'm walking to my car and I see this guy watching me like... And then, as soon as I went around into my parking lot, I kind of leaned back like this. He's like,
yeah.
And then I was like, what do I have in here? So I was like, hey. He said,
yeah.
That's it. I was like, you can't do that, bro. It's public property now.
Bro. Right. It's trash now, buddy.
Property. And in my head, like, is it bills that I ain't tear up? Like, I was like, but he's not looking.
He's like, hey, Roderick Blacken, calm down. Settle down, buddy. All right.
I've already got your social. So I was like, hey, bingo. He got a lot of bottles and cans in here.
I don't know if you guys are like me, but when I was a kid, I was a picky eater. I'll admit it. I don't look picky now, but back then I was. You couldn't put a pea nor lima bean on my plate. Everything was getting flipped over. Everything. My child's the same way, man. Me and Izzy done had mad stand-ups at the dinner table. Like, we ain't leaving until you eat this. That's why I'm excited to introduce to you Beam Kids All-in-One Super Powder. It just launched. You need to get your hands on it today. It has more than 40 essential ingredients to fuel healthy growth, including greens, pre and probiotics, fruits and vitamins. And what's even better, it comes in a chocolate milk flavor kids love. Hey, no lie. I gave this to my kid. We filled it up about 8 ounces of water. And I just looked at her face and she was like, which she always does. She was legit like this. I was like, oh, okay. You legit like it. Simply mix one scoop of Beams Kids with 8 ounces of water or milk, shake, stir, or froth, and enjoy. Make a convenient addition to any meal or drink. We actually used a little frothy thing, and it was bzzz. Izzy has a great time just watching. Look at it. It spins like a tornado. Beam Kids is now available online at shopbeam.com/issues. Because you're listening to our show, you can take advantage of the limited time pricing up to 35% off. Come on, baby. Plus 2 free gifts using code issues. Get your Beam Kids and your free gifts by heading over to shopbeam.com/issues. Enter the code issues. That's shopbeam.com/issues. And use code issues for up to 35% off. No lie, my kid actually enjoyed it, man. And your kids will too.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Like, I live up on the hills, the same people all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, y'all came all the way up here. Mm-hmm. They get the cans out. I'd be mad that I didn't take the cans in, mm-hmm. but they just hit every spot. I'm like, damn, they made a couple hundred in here.
It's not worth it to do the cans here to me because in Michigan, recycling is 10 cents.
Driving to Michigan.
Here's five.
Here's everywhere else is five, I think. So when I first came out here and thought about it, I was like, I ain't about to do all this for half the price.
Michigan and Maine is 10 cents.
Man. I'm actually curious to know how much the recycling people get paid for them to actually do the work.
Oh, I don't know.
Because if we getting 10, they probably get at least like 75 cents.
No, I just think they're not spending the money to make a can. They just.
Oh, they just blow it back up?
Yeah.
Or they melt it down and then do it again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
No matter what the color is?
I think the color melts off.
Yeah. But also, it's like it's like chewing gum in there and like like people didn't put trash in there. I mean, they just mixing it all together?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Melt it down, take all the extra stuff off the top.
Yeah, we had our place, we had to wind up putting a whole fence gate up because people kept diving in there and leaving trash. I remember, here's the thing too, man. It's hard to argue with a homeless dude because he's digging in the trash, right? But I was like, hey, man, you got to clean this shit up. I was like, it's enough. You got to clean this shit up. I was like, my apartment is, my building's right up here. I was like, we smell that shit. And he's like, yeah, I always clean up after myself. I said, that's the last thing that lady said. But every time I come back outside, there's a mess.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, it's not me. I was like, what you gonna do though? You gonna go grab him?
Yeah, fight him.
Pull him out the trash.
He just mugs you.
What if he was like, as you're saying it, he was like, I always clean up my shit. And you kept talking, he was just like,
what you gonna do, huh?
And then just ran. No, you know, but he scurried off. He's like, you're not gonna change it. And he's like,
on all fours.
We had to get an entire like thing set up. So now there's a gate code to just take out the trash. Yeah. Ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
I seen a guy. You didn't tell your trash story?
No.
Yeah. You said you're not gonna tell it?
Nah.
Okay. I watched a guy like prepare to pitch a tick. Like he was about to shit in front of my building. I said, bro, please not right here, bro. Please. And it was a great place because all he was doing wall sits.
Why were you so calm?
He was like,
because
what if you saw him
my pants
suck
right
it back up? Like what if he's about to, he was like, and then he was like,
sorry, brother. I appreciate your concern. I get it.
I'll go take this down the road.
That's wild.
Oh.
Cause this is a little like gate that has it's like a perfect like impromptu toilet. It's like a gate that you sit on and it has like pipes in here. So he can sit on it and then shit.
Right
and,
into the
yeah, so it's like a toilet, but you know, so it's outside though. So I was like, bro, don't do this right here. Don't do this right here. I was like, it's like
no,
scoop it up, get in there.
Yeah, man.
What if he had a bag, like he put out like a Ralph's bag, and he was like, sat on it, was like, hey, I got you, bro. Don't even worry about it.
Privacy, please. Yeah, dude. He apologized.
Do I come to your bathroom? Yeah.
Talk to what you. What is wild is like homeless people have their places where they shit at and pee at. Like,
yeah, you have to, right?
And sometimes I said it to somebody, like, when does the crazy transition happen? Like, we're normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you have thoughts to yourself, like, I should go to Ralph's after this. But then those thoughts come outside, like, you should go to Ralph's. I ain't got time to go to Ralph's, bro.
But are you assuming that all homeless people started off normal?
I shouldn't say homeless.
Because they didn't. Most people are on the street because of mental illness.
I went right to the extreme.
Drugs.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, and it's not all drugs. It's mental illness.
See, when people start talking to themselves,
yeah,
you be like, how did they get there?
Here's my question. How come it's never happy thoughts? Like, you always see this nigga down the street. Yeah. Hey, but how come you never see somebody like skipping by themselves? Yeah. Be like, who you with? My best friend Charles. Like, how come you never see that?
Homeless and be like, yeah, I'm happy.
But how come you never see like somebody who's like
you're hungry?
It's always the crazy, like angry, the devil's like, why is it? I've never seen, like even a conversation, and they're just like, you crazy, man. And they ain't talking to nobody,
saving
but it's a
people's
good,
lives.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll help you across the street. Hold on. There we go.
Yeah, I never see that. It's nobody, always
because
evil.
They're butt naked. You're going to be like, yeah, thanks for walking me across the street, buddy.
They just shat in front of Dion's house.
He's got nothing but Cupid wings
got
on.
Yelled at.
Cupid wings.
It's evil. It's always evil. I'm like, I want to see that one person. Like, why is this? When it comes to like a schizophrenia or something like that, how come there's never like you only see happy leprechauns in the corner or whatever?
Right,
like, how come that's never a thing? I wonder what it is. What's the imbalance that makes
just
it all bad thoughts?
Man.
You know,
I don't know how bad that dude had to shit that he didn't go to the back of your house. He just said,
well, because he Dion said it's a perfect toilet.
Yeah, in the front.
Yeah, it's a metal bar. And
so he scoped it out before. It was like,
he was like, this is where is that?
Yeah.
It's up under a tree. It's in the dark.
I watched a girl.
Chat. Today. Sure, man. Take it easy, bro. Like,
come on, man. My kids watched it.
I watched a girl who was, I used to date this girl.
Yeah, you were dating her too?
Hold on. And then, her sister. Sick. Her sister battled schizophrenia.
Okay.
And so. She was, you know, like a little overweight, nothing crazy. Very talented, like hip hop artist, very talented rapper. So she used to write with Teyana Taylor and stuff like that. So she had a promising career for a while, and then whatever happened, something happened, and part of it I think was probably when her mom passed, and then she started getting worse and getting worse, and then she was on this medication, and then she hated taking the medication because she was like, I don't feel like myself, blah blah blah. I feel like this, and she battled like. You see when she's on the medication and then how she was when she was off the medication. And it was the two different people kind of thing, you know? And so I don't know. I remember like it was diagnosed schizophrenia, but it's not like I'm this person and like I'm that person. But when she started going into the gym is when she started getting more normal. And they recommend, what I've seen most psychiatrists recommend, you work on your body health-wise. It's go walk. Exercise is the foundation for mental health. That's what they were saying. I think it's one of these studies I saw, something like that. But then, so now she doesn't take any medication and stuff like that at all. So I saw
her be bad now.
Like, yeah. No, I saw her be cool, and then I saw her the breakdown, and I saw her be like cool again, and she became like a personal trainer somewhere, something like that.
That's
so
wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's but they recommend when people start feeling depression, it's like you gotta go get exercise and that's the base.
That's a great nonprofit to start, like a homeless fitness place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, here's deodorant first and foremost, guys. Here's that.
I say this all the time. I think, I don't know if this will work, and y'all can probably flush this idea out. Do y'all think it will work if it was a homeless city? As in, like, let's just imagine if, like, we remove all the people from Culver City. I know I'm picking a random city. It's like, come on out here. And all the homeless people are there.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own, like, restrooms. And people can drop off food there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the hub. So if somebody's homeless, like, they can go to this area and get taken care of. And then they have the rehabilitation to, like, clean them
Aren't
up.
Those called shelters?
Well, I'm talking about a whole city of it. So, like, if you see somebody in Santa Monica, you take them to the homeless city.
Like a tiny house city?
Like they did on The Wire?
So, like a dog catcher? You would just see, the homeless guy out here, get him.
I don't know,
remember
bad.
The Wire when they made the city?
Different.
Well, Vegas that's filled with homeless people.
Yeah, it's called Vegas.
Well, outside of Vegas, too.
Wasn't that like an underground unsanctioned
city?
Dion is talking about is like, here, this is a dedicated space just for you, right? For you guys to come in here. Because they have shelters and they have like those things that they're, but he's like, this is homeless town.
Right.
Where
everybody's homeless.
Everybody's homeless, but you're
in their house.
This whole city's designed to get you back on track.
Right.
Right. I understand
you get housed.
Yeah. Get food.
Here's a job. Here's any kind of education. People who blah, blah, blah. I understand that. You said, do you think it would work?
I'm asking because there's a bunch
where, who's paying for it? It's always the question.
Well, because they're scattered all around L.A. Mm-hmm. And then wherever those little shelters at, you see a homeless people kind of hub around there because they're waiting for the shelter. They're waiting for the food.
Yeah.
Something like, if it's all in one area, it will clean up the city a lot. Mm-hmm. But also, all these people are getting help in the same location.
Somebody would just bomb that one place. And all the homeless are gone in one.
Yeah, who's paying for that help?
It's too many people.
Yeah. It's too many people.
And they'd have to give a fuck.
Yeah.
Half these people are on the street is because people don't give
then
a fuck.
Then you have homeless people migrating all over the world.
Yeah. Like a lot of, and the reason why a lot of people are crazy because they used to have all these like mental health clinics, closed them all, people on the street.
Well, you got so a lot of homeless
that's why a lot
veterans,
of them out there crazy.
A lot of mentally disabled.
Yeah, the city would never work because nobody gives a fuck. They wouldn't even be out there if people cared more.
Even if people care, you just have to pay for it all.
Yeah,
there's like all too that many stuff. People that will fake just so they could get free shit. Well, like, word, they got houses.
People
down
are paying for this, but I'm saying they're paying it in different like nonprofits around the city. Like my friend's house and like you know.
You're talking about millions. You're talking about a whole city. If you're talking about working out a whole city,
right.
You're talking about millions of dollars, dog. And unless you're like one of these billionaires who would do it, but to have the city taxpayers, like we're talking about these cats, like that's not gonna happen.
All these nonprofits came together and said, "Hey, we're gonna be one big business. We're gonna."
Well, then what about the other nonprofit organization?
Yeah, what about the
all your money's going into one place?
At that point, it wouldn't be nonprofit for real.
Yeah.
Bad idea, Dion.
It's a great utopian idea.
It's a nice
unrealistic.
It was a great in a book.
Yeah. Throw it up on the
great book.
There would be a drug dealer.
TV show.
There would be a drug dealer like, I gotta get in there and sell my product.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta get in there.
Oh yeah.
I gotta act like I'm crazy.
A free dope house?
Yeah. I got all in one place. Oh man.
The Wire, they did it where everything was legal in those few blocks.
Yeah.
It was like you can do whatever you want. I forgot what they called it.
Like the red light district.
Oh yeah, they called it Amsterdam. Yeah.
They were supposed to do that in Portland.
What?
They were talking about doing that. Doing
Have you been to Portland recently?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I didn't go to that part.
They're dealing with a disease that they thought got rid of. Was it dysentery? Is that what it's called?
That's the one that
Oregon Trail. Yeah. It's an old disease. It's coming back. Like 40 people have it or something.
Wow.
Like, bro. I mean, y'all seen somebody.
The sexual just.
No.
Somebody just passed away from measles in
Is
Texas.
That the one that you can't take food and you just, I think I have this the same
To be honest, it's my first time ever hearing about it. So I'm learning as it
I had
pops
something
up.
Where I couldn't eat or drink food for like 3 days or else it made you feel like you had to vomit.
You had norovirus.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. That's a
second
that one's a
dick
different,
side,
but that
one's buddy.
A
great diet.
No, you don't get that from sucking dick.
Mm-hmm. Oral, what'd you say was oral disease, right?
No.
No.
What'd you say?
Norovirus.
My bad, guys.
You got to stop sucking dick, Greg. Wait, what?
I will not.
I got something
what caused the sickness.
I got something during the pandemic that I didn't know existed because it rhymed and it sounded like two other diseases. So I got scabies.
I thought it was a pirate.
Yes, I'm saying
scurvy.
Yeah, I thought scurvy and rabies. I was like, is this a combination of these two together? So that
sounds like STD.
Yeah,
scabies.
Yeah, and it just
like,
it's just like really like harboring like fleas.
Sounds dirty.
Yeah, it's really dirty. Like bed bugs. So and the thing is, I had to go. Let's go over. So I got it.
This was 5 years ago, Greg. Come on, man.
Yeah, but
I took a shower since then.
Not in the bed.
He's like, I took a couple showers.
Nasty ass lack.
Last 5 years.
So I got it from a couch that a neighbor had throughout.
You took it.
And the thing is, it had. So let's.
That's what he get.
He
you
threw it out
because
it was infested. Yeah. It was a dope ass. If I show you, like this mug is.
It was infested. That's why
well,
he threw
I didn't
it out.
Know.
The spots moved and everything.
Yeah. That's so cool. Look at this.
How long was it out there?
So he was moving out. So he had a bunch of furniture out there. He had like shelves.
Did you talk to the guy?
No.
Oh, okay.
He said, "I'm moving out. You want any of this stuff?" I said, "I can't."
And the whole time he was like, "You sure you don't want none of this?" Yeah, like, yeah, out. Yeah, go ahead.
He had a sign that was in the.
The sign said, "Full of."
The sign was behind the pillow because he didn't want it to blow away,
mm-hmm.
In the wind, so it was outside. So he had a sign tucked in the couch.
Okay.
That said, "This couch has
scabies."
Scabies.
Okay. So when did you find that?
I got you.
Okay.
I got you. Okay. I had it as my editing chair during the pandemic. During the pandemic, making mad money. You know what I'm saying? Chopping it up. Then I was like, my back starting to itch, right? But I'm thinking my roommate, my business partner, his dog gave me fleas because he had just gave his dog some sort of like ointment. Like, yeah, my dog got fleas. I can't keep him here. So I went to the doctor. I said, hey, I need to get treated for these fleas because my business partner's dog has it. She's like, yeah, I don't think this is fleas. So it was like let's try something else. Like, see if it's bed bugs. No, it's not bed bugs. I was like, I am still itching. I don't know what is it. And scabies bubble up,
mm-hmm.
like really thick, like whelps.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes up under your skin and kind of like curves around. So if you put anything in it, it can't reach it.
Mm.
So a whole like month goes
by. They're just bites?
They just stay in your skin.
But it's an infection or it's like bite? Or it's like
it's
an
like,
actual?
It's like a little bug.
They bury into your skin. They're little things.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They laid eggs in you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm reading.
Nasty ass host.
And then she my doctor said, I am so sorry. It is not scabies. I mean, it is not bed bugs. It is not fleas. You have scabies. And I was like, what? And I immediately thought rabies or scurvy. I was like, I thought it didn't exist.
Let me call my kids. It's over.
Just hang myself. So yeah, come on in here. We're gonna get you this treatment. It's like an oral thing and these pills and stuff. And that shit just when I say that mug went away immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But man, when I tell you, I was like, how? No, so, after I was like, I gotta get rid of this couch because I've been sitting here. Mm-hmm. So I lifted it up and it said, please do not take. And I said, this nigga, he warned me. And I was just sitting in it several times.
I wonder why he didn't do it like when he was moving out. He's like, what are you doing all this stuff? Don't take
this
one.
Well, he wasn't out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he asked me one of his stuff. And I seen a bunch of furniture out there.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't need that.
But I feel like when he said, do you want any of these stuff? Don't touch that couch though. I feel like he should have.
Yeah.
Not that one.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That got scabies.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that you didn't clean it before you used it.
You just spray anything?
That's kind of wild too.
So here's the brass tacks. It was one of those ones that you can, it was a couch, but also you could take the top off and wash that. Mm-hmm. So it was like a little condom on the actual couch.
So you didn't do that?
You didn't do that either.
I did that.
Oh. Did you but spray anything?
No.
Wait, how do you say that?
No.
He's lying.
He said,
no. You gotta make sense.
No. That quick.
No.
Okay.
So.
Cause we on the same. Yeah. Yeah. Like, hold on.
No.
How can you take that off and not see the sign?
Yeah.
You put the sign underneath that?
No.
So what happened?
When I got
that nigga didn't watch that shit.
I did.
He took his shirt off, took his pants off.
We know you didn't wash it.
Hey.
I'm glad. See.
We know you didn't wash it.
On the same page, Kia. I was like, hold on.
We know you didn't wash it, dog.
Nasty,
hey,
man.
Y'all niggas call me? Hey, Kia, chill out, yo. I'm about
to got hard.
Oh my man, God, bro.
Wait, don't forget your water jug.
Whoever out there, tell them they can pop in.
Oh, you see, man.
That's hella funny,
that's blatant,
bro.
I have kids. I was like, hold on.
I knew he was going to leave too.
You said you
got
to leave
on
that one.
Oh my God, bro. That's
so you
funny
it? Yeah,
as
I took the cover off.
I never heard of it.
So where was the sign?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a second.
I was like, wait, time out.
What was the sign?
He's like, yeah, you watched it. Yeah.
Definitely.
He didn't wash a damn thing.
He just took your shirt off and laid back on some street furniture.
Street furniture, bro. That's crazy. That is crazy as hell.
I'm like, you gotta hose that thing down, dog.
Then he made up a lie. No, I had one of them covers on it.
Wait, hold on. It's impossible, bro.
You didn't even run the carpet cleaner over.
Lysol, nothing.
I said needed to spray the Lysol.
The Lysol, that's the minimum.
Yeah. Take everything off.
Yeah. I did wash it. I washed it.
That's so funny.
Before that thing would have made in my house, all that shit would have been off. Yeah, you got to see what's in there.
You got to steam clean it.
Shit on the bottom of it.
Damn,
like, nasty, like just shirtless on street furniture.
On street furniture, bro.
I don't know why I got this rash.
Oh my God, that is funny as fuck, man.
It's that time of the year, man, to go and get your sexy on. It's that time. Man, the winter's coming down. It's time to get your body right. You know how I do that with Factor. Sure, you're going to say, Chaz? Yeah, I've never done that, but I did one time. You know what I did? I did it with Factor. That's actually no lie. I actually did it with Factor. For those that don't know, man, Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy.
They're dietitian approved, ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes so you can feel right and feel great no matter what life's thrown at you. I like Factor. Factor's already seasoned, it's already portioned off. You ain't got to cook it yourself. You pop it in the microwave, you go, you keep it in your bag, you go, keep it in a little hot bag, and you're ready to go. No matter what, Factor's always ready to go. I appreciate that. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any activity, busy lifestyle. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on a menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel best all day with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. The little smoothies be fire, man. If y'all don't know, the little smoothies be fire. Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat with Factor. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. Man, come on. 50% off your first box plus free shipping? Oh, man, come on, man. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. You gotta... You can't go to the grocery store. There's not a grocery store out there that says, come in here and get half off the food. There's not one. Show me one. There's not. But Factor's doing it for you, man. Do yourself a favor. Get Factor.
I'm just on Wikipedia, but there's a picture of it. Like, it crusted up on somebody that, had AIDS.
Somebody had AIDS?
It looks like they got a pick a struggle.
Can't have all this.
What is this like?
Not to laugh at them. If you have
immune compromise, it's easy for it to take over, like, a lot worse. That's what they were saying.
I'm wondering what neighborhood Dion lives in that he feels so comfortable walking around shirtless.
Downtown LA is not
the
spot. Downtown
LA, I'm not taking furniture from downtown LA. That's disgusting.
You just said a dude shit outside the front of your house.
Yeah. Hell nah.
He was laid up on that couch before Dion was.
He was having a good time on that couch. Unwashed. Shirtless. That's a bold move. That's a reckless ass, bold ass move. I couldn't.
I might have lied about it too if I was him. I'm like, no,
I mean,
no.
I get the lie, but
because you don't want to be like, yeah, I'm gross.
Yeah, I'm ridiculous.
I'm super
just
gross
straight
guy.
Off the street.
Pretty, I feel like that's for some reason, it's just, oh yeah, I saw this on the street and I just grabbed it and be like, what?
No, you gotta clean
Hell
it.
No. Never had bed bugs. That shit feels like it'd be traumatizing.
I never had it before, but I know people who have. You gotta bag up all your shit and do all that good stuff.
I'm like, had a woman in the house too, right?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because somebody got to give him some sort of common sense to be like, you can't.
That's the problem, is that a lot of common sense you lose when you don't have a woman in the house. Because women just be like, oh, we got to do this. And you got to be like, oh, okay. I didn't. Oh, okay. I didn't think about that.
Just brought it off street. It's good.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, I'm about to do all this extra shit. And women be like, no, we going. You're like, all right. I didn't want to hear this shit. That's how women get a lot of shit done. Because you don't want to hear the BS. All right. She's going to keep on complaining about this. Let me just do this shit real quick. That's how you can say. Listen, we're here at Daddy Issues. We are actually going to be making a Daddy Issues book, okay? We are making a Daddy Issues book with your favorite daddy and the best advice that we have. So what we're going to have people do is send in the questions you want to hear answered, and we will answer them in the book. And if your question's good enough and it makes it, we'll give you a shout-out. If you want to be anonymous, that's more than fine.
Where are they sending these questions to?
Right on the YouTube comment channel, man. You can do that. You can put it in the whatever podcast app you listen to. You can put it in the comments there. I'll be in there. So you can I don't know if there's anywhere else. I don't want y'all emailing me a bunch of shit. You can DM me. You can DM questions, okay? And we'll be and me, Craig, DC, Keon, and Tony Baker. We will all be answering the questions. We'll be an audio thing eventually as well. So if you have questions about being a father, if you have questions about co-parenting, all that other stuff, boys to girls.
And please don't ask, where's Tony?
Yeah, Tony will be in the book, but he will not be here. But he's a part of the book. All right. So that's what's happening. So please, 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 if you have questions, thoughts, concerns, anything you guys want to put it in there, and we'll answer your questions, man, in a dope book.
Were you doing this the whole time? How did you post
there's
this?
There's an audio version. It'll probably be our voices, right?
Yeah, it will be our voices. Yeah, we'll come in and we'll answer the questions. And the audio version will probably just be like one big-ass podcast anyway. So it'd be a good time. So, yeah, man, that's the next move that we're going to do to help all you. New parents, old parents, parents who regret having kids. Some of y'all out there who regret having them.
Sometimes it's just about showing up.
Sometimes it's about
angry or not. Sometimes it's just...
Everything about that showing up matters, man.
Yeah. I don't think dudes bounce off I don't think dudes bounce off ideas off each other enough when it comes to serious shit.
Like?
Like, to call you, like, dudes, if they vent about their girl, hey, nigga, tell them if I'm tripping. They'll do that type of shit. But I'm talking about, like, a real, hey, bro, my son, yeah, what would you do in this? I don't feel like dudes do that enough.
I feel like, yeah, for that, I don't think it's like, I think dudes disappear when they feel like a shame, like a divorce or something like that. Dudes don't communicate enough when they're going through something stressful. If I had an issue with my kid or something like that, I would definitely be like, hey, because I asked Dion stuff like, hey, when your daughter was six, or DC, when your daughter was like a kid, blah, 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 blah. But if it was like, I think most dudes don't ask stuff like relationship stuff or something they're struggling with. That's when they go silent. Because we'd be like, dang, I never knew there was, yeah.
they were going through. Why do you think that is?
It got, one aspect, pride. And I also think that, like, you know, a lot of dudes, because I do it all the time, and I'll be like, whether if I'm stressed about something or I'm feeling something, I'll try to internalize it and be like, all right, let me figure this out. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me think. Let me go try to meditate. You're trying to figure out your own stuff. Or part of it also, I'm like, I don't ever want to, even though I know you're not burdening somebody, but it's like, I don't want to tell nobody this dumb shit. And it's also probably you don't want to let people in some things too. I'm like, even if you do trust them and stuff, you're like, it's a lot. I think it's a lot of different dudes. A lot of it just leads back to pride to me.
Go ahead.
With me, it was the basketball dads. They tend to open up more and discuss stuff like that. One dude was going through a divorce. Another dude had cancer. Yeah. Another dude was going through dating a new girl while coming to the Suns games. Well, just breaking up with the old girlfriend. Yeah. So all those things would become conversations. With regular friends, nah. But I guess that was like group therapy.
Yeah. I think it's harder where it's like your closer friends for some reason. Also, everybody knows now. You know, if I have a problem with my girl and I tell y'all and it's like, oh, now, you know, we're all in here now.
It came out weird too. You know what? Sometimes it was the wives pushing it for the people who did have wives. Like, don't let him drink. He got cancer. The tongue. Like, oh, what? Okay.
So you want to talk about this? Nobody know.
Yeah, no. I think part of it, and I didn't think about it until you said it right now. He's like, I don't want to bother nobody with this dumb shit. Like, we be thinking shit is dumb. Like, why am I fussing about this little ass? But it's not lit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who says it's little?
About cancer. I got to take the trash out tomorrow.
I think dudes walk around a lot of times thinking, nah, this ain't a big enough deal to bother anybody with.
Right. But I remember when Tony got his appendix out, and I took him to the hospital. He was like, he didn't want no one to know. And then he woke up, Keenan was in there, and DC had came by. He was like, what you told? Like, yeah, nigga. Like, yeah. Yeah, whole organ removed. Right. Like, what are we talking? You've down for 3 days. Where's Tony? You disappeared for 3 days. Like, yeah, cats have questions, man. And it's like, but you also, because then, of course, he's like, yeah, I appreciate people being there. Like, you appreciate the love and support. But at the same time, man, number years ago when I got arrested, I told Tony, they don't tell nobody. Like, nigga, I needed help. I was in jail.
I agree with Chaz. It's probably like a pride thing. But it's also the seriousness in community where, like, a lot of guys will, like, you know your friends, you know your people. So it's like, how serious will they take this if you come at it in a certain way? So if you come in at, you have a serious relationship issue, if you come at, man, tell me if I'm tripping. Right. Well, it's like, well, now they more likely to be like, man, we on some BS or whatever. If you come to him and be like, bro, I you know, we got some shit going on. I need some advice. But you also got to know if this person takes, like, that kind of shit serious too.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times that's what it really is. It's like, it's hard to gauge like how cool some people are, especially men, like how cool your friends are, whatever. Or just in general, where it's like, yeah, does this person know like your real name? Like, are we just talking about, like, you know, you be around somebody who's like, damn, you don't even know your boy name. We've been cool for how many years? It's like, how cool y'all really are. And then that plays a factor in if you're gonna tell somebody something, because it's like, personally, yeah, it's like we cool, but not to that degree.
With me, I'd rather tell a stranger.
I was gonna say the same thing.
Because with friends, sometimes they bring that shit up or they become over helpful. Like, oh man, that appendix still going to, like, yeah.
That's why I hold stuff. And I don't like people being overly concerned. Yeah. And my friends know that. Like, all my friends know that. Like, I don't like, because
you raised the stress levels to me.
I'm like, bro, I'm chilling. You're panicking more than I am.
You,
like,
still shitting blood.
Like, dude, relax. Like, so I don't like people being overly concerned about me. Like, it bothers me. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, relax. Like, I was just letting you know, but I'm handling it. It's fine, you know. And if I come to you for, if I, you know, help, that's, but we don't have to, you know, make this.
I don't want the text of all the natural shit you see on YouTube to help fix my problem. You know,
relax,
if you're real peppermint oil.
Relax. I don't, people just jump in too hard for me. And I'd be like, hey, I was just saying, I just need to work on this swing.
You got to go find one of these old men who's lonely walking in the grocery store at 9 a.m. And they'll just come up looking for anybody. So, hey, young man, how you doing?
Yeah, we're going through it. Oh, let me, he'll give you all the advice. We've been married for 68 years. Let me tell you how to get past
it. Was the old rundown bar with a pool table in it. Always was the right spot.
Old men get the best advice, though, because they to the point real fast.
Yeah, and they've been through it.
But they have a very calming energy about them. They're because they've been through it all.
I know.
Yeah, so they're very like I used to love talking to Pawpaw because he was very like, you know, hey man, blah blah, like, you know, when I was having the first baby or whatever, and you know, we talk about finance and stuff like that. He's like, man, you ain't gotta do nothing for your kids but love them.
He's getting
that was his advice.
Dad's like, so I should leave their mama.
You just gotta
oh yeah.
You just gotta love them.
There's
man.
Two
just
things
them. You'll figure it out.
Got to hear. It's cheaper to keep them, and there ain't no price on happiness. Those are two conflicted things. Mm-hmm. I used to get that all the time.
I guess it depends where you're at in your life. Because I say this all the time. A lot of people just stay together because they can't afford to leave, right? It's like, I say broke people stay married. Rich people can't
afford. I say broke people stay married and people who, you know, you talk a lot of shit when you are single and out in the world, right? Mm-hmm. And then you get with this person for a long time. And when you're looking out there in the world again, you're like, nigga, I'll just hang. Like, I understand so much more now why people stay through hard times, infidelity. Like, I used to be like, why don't you just leave? And now I'd be like, I ain't going back out there, bro. It looks like shit out there.
The war zone done changed.
Yeah, and I'm like, at least with this person, we have this one thing we can fix. Mm-hmm. Like, with you, I got to learn a whole nother person, learn your fucking trauma, learn your... But I'm not doing that again. Like, that, it looks terrible.
I feel really bad if me and you ever split, because I... hate caring. I hate caring, and I have to make myself give a shit about shit I don't give a shit about, and it burns me up to have to pretend this thing that I think is so small is important because it's important to you bothers the shit out of me. I go like, I don't give a fuck about this. I have 100,000 things to do. Now we have to push pause because I have to this over here, this little thing that's gonna take me 2 seconds is worth talking about. All right. Is this the same thing every time? Because I don't give a fuck. That's why we have the same conversation about it, because I don't give a fuck. But now I have to give a fuck.
Yeah.
That bothers me. That I feel bad for the next
But you're willing to do it because you love... That's what I'm saying.
I'm already here. Had I started...
Exactly. And so that's what I'm saying.
So like, I regret giving a fuck the first time. It's been a dick.
Like,
he's so stubborn. Yeah, I'm a stubborn dick. Big fucking deal. Stay with me.
I wouldn't
me
be
or
good
leave.
To date. I wouldn't be good to date if I went back out, because I only care... you know, about, you know, her and the kids and stuff, because I love
care
them.
Again.
Yeah. If I go back out there, you don't provide nothing enough for me to give a fuck. So you can, when you vent to me, I listen to her because she gave me two kids. I listen to these boys. These are my kids. If I was back single, any little thing, I'd be like, get the fuck out of my face with this shit. Like, I do not care. Yeah. I don't care.
Sometimes that's fun, though.
The other stuff.
Right,
I'd
now, y'all
down.
Are novel readers, and I'm in the comic book.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that
was good.
Nah, I'm like, I'm
that
out.
Was good. You're like, I know this story.
I couldn't deal with
good.
Any. Why didn't you call me? Because I didn't want to. Like, move.
Hey, I go like, I'm not the guy for you.
No,
that is, I'm not the guy
not.
For you. You don't have enough patience to deal with my. I'm going to be super selfish. I'm done giving a shit.
Yeah, we can. I go back to how we can smash. But anything else, not my job.
Hey, you didn't text me for 2 days. You weren't
so
on
what?
My mind.
Yeah,
I did not think of you.
And if you have a problem with it, then just go on.
You can go. You should go find someone else who gives a shit.
Yeah.
Cause I give none. I'm done.
Done.
Retired.
And low key, I still gotta give a shit about these other ones. Even though we're not together, I still gotta give a shit.
Man.
Would you know? I don't have the capacity.
Giving a shit is exhausting, nigga. I'm
done. Bro. So I'm never. Yeah, I don't. I tell you know. I've said it before. Me and Cotty be like, well, I'll move into a different room, and then maybe we can figure it out later. But where are we going?
Yeah.
Where are we going? I'm not doing that shit again.
Yeah, I don't think I could do the other shit again. I don't need to hear the same story 5 times.
Yeah.
Right now, it's a new story. You'll figure it out.
I can't
keep
care.
Moving.
Because eventually, they be wanting you to care, and I can't.
Right now, I could be like,
your mom got cancer, that's tough. Yeah. What you gonna do about it?
Yeah.
If I'm with somebody, their mom get cancer, I'm like, damn, what are we gonna do?
Right.
Fuck, we gotta
But you didn't spend all this time caring. That's why you're already in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I spend all this time, like, I love Yo's mom, right? Something happened to her, that's our mom.
Right.
This new chick. Your mom, you should go do that. You wanna come? I don't know.
I gotta go back to Florida. Okay.
Well, and then you think I wanna come visit your fucking family for the holidays? No. I don't give a shit about your family and the holiday traditions. No. I'm not about to wear these fucking pajamas that match. Nope. I'm not doing none of that shit. I'm not doing it.
Call it a day after New Year's.
I'd be like, matter of fact, go get a boyfriend. Let me be the side.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to do none of this shit.
Everybody forgets how good the first is. Everybody wants to worry about the 31st. Call me after.
I do not care.
I can put all those out there that I judged for years for staying. I get it. I get it. I'm like, fuck that. Just reading like social media exhausts me. Mm-hmm. Seeing what people are dealing. I'm like, nigga, why are y'all doing this?
Well, that's the scary part. Now that you know these are the people out there. I had this. We hid from social media for so long and all that. Now anybody,
Yeah, because the good ones don't be out there saying dumb shit. They be tucked in somewhere.
So shut the fuck up and be quiet because they know, hey, I'm good.
All the ones with sense is tucked. You got to go find them somewhere.
Yeah. They watch the shit show.
They watch the shit show, too. That's why they tucked in inside.
People would be talking. I'd be
then
like.
Then I can't trust nobody that says they don't have an Instagram.
I would love that, actually.
You're married or some crazy dude's looking for us now.
Looking for us?
Yeah, because he's been following you. You just think Instagram style.
That's a scary thing also, bro. You don't know if somebody's really single or not. You always have to ask, are you like really, really single? Or like somebody going to come looking for me? Soon? Like what version? Does he know you guys are separated?
Right.
Because I don't need this.
And just keep it straight up.
And if he knows you're here, this is creepy now.
Yeah. And I'm out.
No, he knows he's waiting in the car. Oh, God, this is creepy.
I say this all the time, man, to men and women, yo. Be straight up. If you want to deal with multiple people, you'll be surprised how many people will be down.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised at how many women will be okay being on the roster.
Right. You're going to get scabies, but, you know, he'll be all right, though.
You got to have that agreement. It's like,
I'm
we're going to do this.
Glad Dion ain't in these streets. He'd be like, yeah, the streets, come on.
Dion's right getting scabies in. All over.
We don't need to wash you off.
How many women? he's like, hey, girl, you can shit inside. What are you doing?
Oh,
I got
right in that corner in the house.
Disgusting.
Oh, lag.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was gross.
Ever since he came over here, my eye been itching, man.
He deserved those scabies. I don't hate to say it.
I really wonder how many. If anybody left Dion's house itching, maybe.
I'm sure he had other people sit on that couch.
I gotta think
I'm
about
gonna
it.
I'm gonna look
now.
At your old lacquerone.
He said 2020, which was before we started. So yeah. I'm like, I should be safe.
He might have been lying about the date, Chaz. He might still have the couch.
I'm wondering because there's a big ass couch over there. This got couches worn. I guess couch has been there too long. It's all sunken in.
Like, no, I hate those.
It's time for a new one, man.
Yeah, don't just put a hard slat under it. Some people put that wood thing under so that one seat, like,
couches. Could you just put new cushions in there though?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
I never thought about that. People go get a whole new couch.
Well, like, sometimes it could be new cushions or it could be that part like when you take the cushions out, it's that.
The springs.
Well, people usually get a whole new couch just because it's like you have stuff. To. Yeah,
as
the springs is fucked or re-scotch all. Yeah, it's like, I'll just buy another one, man.
Reupholster. I bet you that shit is mad easy and cheap to do.
It is. And I know with all our furniture, we get one free cleaning. Like they gonna come through one time. So we just wait for shit to get disgusting and then be like, all right. Come knock this out. Come make this.
A lot of furniture places got good warranty.
Yeah, come make this new again.
Well, I forgot what one of those.
I think we did.
If you knew how to reupholster yourself, it would be pretty cheap.
It has to be.
Yeah. But to get it done.
I don't even know what that means.
We have all the cleaning supplies that came with it in a book and a movie to watch and all that to show you how to do it.
What is reupholstering? What is that?
They usually take all the foam out, take all the leather off, put new foam in, put new leather on.
So it kind of becomes a brand new couch.
Yes, essentially, yeah. Except for the
you keep the you just like you keep the housing of it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good deal. If you like your couch,
yeah,
couch is expensive.
Hell yeah,
they are. But it's like I'll never forget this when I was this is back when I was doing the Cutco knives, right?
Mm-hmm. And selling door to door or something.
Nah, I got in the houses. Eventually, you start making an appointment, baby. I mean, I was cleaning up, but I remember him. You know, at the time, I'm 22, 23, whatever. And, you know, we looking at the prices of these knives, like, this shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to do
this? It was like $800 or something,
man. It was like thousands.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
but
dumb things off my brother.
He was like, you guys, you know, 20-somethings think of money in terms of 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Adults think in terms of hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at it like, oh, 200 a month, mm-hmm. you know, that's, you know, and so when he said that, then when I became an adult, I was like, oh, that makes sense. So like when he's saying couch expenses, I'm like, it'd be like $1,000. So that's like five payments, you know what I mean? Like I'm thinking of it in hundreds. Like you think differently. And when I was buying all my furniture for my house the first time, I was just like, I understand. What do you mean fridges and all that? I get it.
Like, I break everything down per day. I go like,
I do that too.
Whatever my phone is, my car. I go like, okay, so since this is $50 per day, I go, is this worth that per day? Is this worth this per day? Especially when I look at like even my mattress. I was like, well, you're on this thing multiple times per day, right? So I look at, that's how I look at like even when I spend on something. Because I always feel
usage.
Like, yeah, I look at usage and like, you know, you want to get the best that you can afford. And especially like my phone, I go, like, it's got to be top notch. My car, I'm in that piece every single day for hours, you know? So you do want stuff that's like, hey, it has something rickety.
Quality.
You want something quality if you use it often. There's some things I don't care about. You know, something I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll get the cheap version of that.
Like my sunglasses, I ain't spending more than $10.
Yeah, no,
like,
you're going to lose them. You're going to lose them.
I'm going to lose them. I'm sit on them. Break them. I don't care.
You're going to lose
them. But like, even with those knives, I was like, these prices are outrageous.
Yeah.
I was selling those in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Still got them. Yeah. Still, and you send them in for free. They get resharped. So it was like.
Oh, I can send that shit back.
Yeah, send it back. They give you brand new ones. For the rest of your life,
yeah. Because
so like, yeah. So you, if you think about it,
because they don't cost shit.
Yeah. If you spend the, you know, $1,500.
Yeah.
But you got those for 60 years. It's like, well, nigga, that's a win.
Do you think this is very off topic? Do you think you could have been like a swordsmith or a blacksmith back in those days? Because I think about, I was like, well, I wonder who makes those things now, like making those knives. Like these were like swordsmiths and blacksmiths, and when you had to like literally do everything. But I always think about like what job I would have had if I was in these.
I think we would just did whatever, you know. Just like now, we had to figure it out.
I don't like horses like that.
I don't think blacksmith did with horses. You made medals.
They did, but they don't.
I think you make them, but I think
in all the movies, the blacksmith made the horseshoe and put it on.
I don't think that's the same job. I think the blacksmith also makes
swords,
all the metal.
Make swords as well.
We're making shields. We're making.
A blacksmith is
you could just be like,
worker.
We don't do horseshoes.
Yeah, you're a metal.
We don't do horseshoes.
They work.
You need a shield. On, you need a sword. We got you. We don't do horseshoes here.
That don't hurt the horse. You'd be putting
Bartholomew down the street.
I just don't like horses.
But don't
like
you watch
that.
This stuff? Isn't that your little.
Yeah, I'm not around them.
Yeah. I get that.
To be like, put your foot up. Like, man, what the hell?
You might have been in there like, ooh, this is great. It seems
let
like
me clean
it would
the
be...
shit out your
yeah,
shoe.
Yeah, it seems like it would be terrible.
Yeah.
I wonder, I always wonder that. Would I be like, you could be one of the bakers, right? You'd be a good cook.
I think I'd have been
a baker. Times,
I think I'd
know?
Have been a baker.
Keon's Bakery right there. Something your name like would have been Bakers, what they would have done.
My mom, yeah.
You would have been Keon the Baker.
I would have been an insurance salesman.
In the medieval
insurance?
Times?
They didn't have insurance
I'm
back
sure
then.
Somebody had insurance.
I doubt it.
Dragon come through, burn your shit up. Who you call?
They had gestures and stuff. They had comedians, kind of.
Yeah, but I saw those things. If you weren't funny, they'd take it right. off with this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Feed them to the lions.
It's like that sometimes now.
You do something too crazy. Which? It's over.
Yeah.
I would have loved to be a cook back then.
You have,
you have no seasoning.
Yeah, they did.
Salt.
They
that was the big
they seasoned them with fruits and vegetables back then.
The big seasoning was salt.
That's what they seasoned how they were
the,
supposed to back
the
then.
I want it done in Europe, though. I don't want to be there. That food, that always seemed bland. I was like, that looks like the worst. England looks like the worst food place I've ever seen.
Today, from what I see, it looks
awful.
Yeah. Awful.
I saw Keith Lee do his show. I was
I don't know what they doing
what
over there.
No damn bean
Man.
Sandwich.
Yeah. Well, I only watched the first day he was there, and he was like, this is like just from the hotel or whatever. But he ate something that was like a blood something. Yeah. And I was like,
blood
my...
sausage?
I ate blood sausage
some
once
bangers
by accident,
and mash.
I thought blood sausage was just a cute name for like some kind of red sausage.
Yeah.
It was really Who coagulated. That? Who that? It was really coagulated blood in a casing.
Woman.
Yeah, pork blood.
Oh, dog. I was like, I mean, when I bit it, I was like,
wait, what is it?
It's actually blood in there, yes.
I thought it was just a red, like a devil sausage or something like that, right? So I was like, oh, yeah, let me try one of these blood sausages, right? And then I would never would have thought that you would really make a sausage out of blood. It is coagulated blood.
Why?
And then they put it in the casing and then they cook it.
Why?
So then when I ate it, I was like,
hey, I said, hey, dog. I said, hey, is this really blood? He was like, yeah. I said, this is real blood. He was like, this is pig blood. I was like, wait, what? He was like, yeah, they let it go. And I was like,
why would you do that?
It's a pretty
popular dish in a lot of countries, yeah.
One I had was Argentinian, and I guess if you're poor, right? I guess if you're poor, it's a little bit of like actual pork, but most of it is actually blood. And I guess if you're poor and you have nothing, you find ways to.
I get that, but
however, I have money, and I would never ever. I couldn't believe it, dog. I was so like shook. I thought it was gonna be like a spicy something. I said, no way is blood in here. You cook shit so there won't be blood in there.
Like, God damn it, we said blood.
I know. I would have just thought that meant spicy or something. Like, I didn't.
We didn't say spicy sausage. We said blood.
That's crazy.
I took one bite and tasted blood, bro.
That's gross.
I said, this is blood.
He's like, yeah.
They're like, yeah.
I said, why didn't you tell me that? It says it in the name.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Dog, I was pissed, bro. It ruined everything. I couldn't try the other sausage. I was like, it was like a trial thing.
Nah, oh, man. You got the sampler?
I was like, oh, let me try that plus sausage, man. Let me
get three glizzies.
What's up? Come on
Brody,
in, bro.
Come on in, bro.
Come on in,
Brody.
Brody
in the building.
Yeah, Brandon Brody in the house.
What's up,
what's up,
man?
What's up, man?
What's up,
dad? How's your kid now?
My kid is 10, man. Right?
He just turned 10, y'all. Turned 10 on February 12th, bro. He is a giant, man.
Too young for the sex talk.
I don't think so. And there's things that are kind of hinting that he kind of knows, like he knows what's going on. Yeah. I think he knows.
It's about
things.
That time for that talk.
Little mermaid. Dad.
Gonna have that talk, man.
You know, fins, baby. Bro, so
my dad had to talk with me at a super young age, too. Probably an inappropriate age. Maybe it was like second or third grade, you know?
No, that's about the time.
What was the talk like? What do you say?
Well, it started like this. I was watching that movie, Look Who's Talking. You ever seen that movie, Look Who's Talking? If you remember the opening credits, they're playing the Beach Boys. Dum, 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 I get around. And they're showing sperm
right.
going to the egg.
Yeah.
So when the sperm hit the egg, all this electricity starts going off. So I said to my dad, what are those blue powers? Mm-hmm. And at that point, my dad said... I think I gotta give him the talk. Explain it to me. Made no goddamn sense. Because I was like, vagina. You know, you don't know vagina has a whole underside. At that point, you just think women. It's just like a slit.
Yeah, there's nothing in there.
You don't know. There's a whole.
They don't have a penis.
Yeah, there's
a
whole chamber.
You know what I mean? Right. So I'm like, wait, how do they even fit into the pee hole? You know, because you're not understanding that there's a whole thing.
Right.
So he explained that to me. And then there was another movie I watched. It was called Inkwell with Lorenz Tate. Mm-hmm. Old movie called Inkwell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In that movie, there's a part where. The guys are in a boat or something, and he says, like, yeah, if you want to make the girl happy, you got to pluck it like a guitar string. You got to pluck the clit like a guitar string. I took this to my second grade lunch table. I told everyone, all the fellas, hey, y'all want to make them happy? You got to pluck the thing like a guitar string. Pluck the clit like a guitar string.
Nice.
I was in art class, and I got called out of art class. And they said that they asked me what kind of inappropriate talk was I having at the table, and I started crying immediately. Yeah. You know, I was shook. I couldn't believe
all
it.
All the light skin.
I was so light skinned, bro. Like, I mean, I was super draking it, and like I was just so scared and everything. And because they said they were going to tell my parents and everything. My parents had to come to school, and I went back to art class after that. And then they called out Evelyn Reyes. Yes, if you're watching this right now, Evelyn Reyes. And I realized she was the fucking snitch. She told her dad that I said these things, you know. Fortunately, my mom came in. My dad defended. He's like, yeah, you know, I'm very honest with my son. I tell him about the beauty of life. And, he PC'd. What did he call it? A fixer?
He was
the fixer, man. Like, he made it sound like, because why should a second grader know what a clit? I still didn't know what a clit was.
Right.
We used to call it a clit.
And a lot
of, I still don't know what it is.
A lot of people still don't know. Yeah. And I just knew that if you plucked it like a guitar string, it'd make women happy.
Is that, I love that's the lesson you took your whole life.
My whole life, man. So, you know, if you ever see me strumming.
That's only if you know how to play guitar.
You got
to
play
guitar. Yeah. You must have been the coolest kid at school all day. They're like, man, Brody said, you just got to strum it like a guitar.
I felt like that, bro, because it was really like, hey, I know y'all talking about cartoons right now, but I got some real stuff to talk, real business, all right?
Yeah, Raphael's cool, but he don't pluck it like a guitar.
He don't pluck it like a guitar. Yeah.
What's the talk you're going to have with your son? How you going to do it?
Whew, man.
Beat it up like Rampage.
I'm going to put on Hip Hop Honeys, you know. I think the way I would honestly tell him is just like, hey, man, I, you know,
obviously, you know, how humans come into this world because it takes a, you know, a mommy and a daddy to come together.
Mm-hmm. But Uncle Craig don't have
right. So, yeah.
You said mommy and daddy. You didn't say husband and wife.
I said mommy and a daddy. You said mommy and daddy. Not a husband and wife. No, I say mommy and daddy. You know, they come together and, you know, and there's, you know, special chemicals that men have and special chemicals that women have. And when those two come together, it can produce a baby.
Okay.
You'll get older and you'll understand a lot more. But right now, that's kind of the core level of it. Okay. And it's called sex when you, you're in an intimate situation.
Huh? Okay.
I'll give them sex.
You know? How do you do that?
You got it. Yeah. So the man, when he puts his penis inside of a woman's vagina.
Boy.
You put your penis inside a woman? That's disgusting.
He's going to freak out. He's going to freak out. Yeah. Yeah,
you like, put your penis in mommy?
You should put it in her mouth. But nonetheless, but if you put it inside of her vagina, she can actually produce a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, mm-hmm. But, you know, you're too young for that right now.
Yeah.
You don't even understand that.
He just takes out a cigarette.
Yeah.
Stressed out.
Like, yeah, yeah. Like,
he goes to school the next day with flowers. Yeah. I like to put my penis in your vagina and make a baby.
I always thought
you.
I was going to be the dad that gave pointers, but instead I tried to veer him away. I never tried to teach him like shortcuts to get to.
You thought you were gonna be in there like, let put the pillow underneath there, son. And that's how you get the good stroke.
So you
want
to get the top of it like, no.
Hospital socks, son.
Hospital socks.
Hospital socks.
You want to strum it like a guitar.
You got to strum it, bro. I swear. I don't know. I mean, like, my dad, I'm grateful actually that he did give me that talk, you know, and I was ready for that
sure.
because
for
I would
sure.
hate to have, because like, I think I found that was around the same time I found out like Santa Claus wasn't real too, you know, like around probably seven
you
or
had
eight.
A rough year.
that was a good year.
Yeah.
Gave up going Santa, on. Discovered vagina.
I left the matrix, yo. Like I was in a childhood matrix, and then I just got the real deal on life, man. I kind of wish I could go back, you know.
Yeah.
I wish I could go back.
Yeah, Izzy said she didn't believe in Santa Claus. I was like, she was like, Santa's not real. I was like, damn, it's gone already. I was like, who told you this? Someone at school. I was like, that kid's a fucking idiot. All right.
Yeah, it's a shame too because Santa Claus is the.
I was that kid, but not like I just wasn't running around saying it. It was like I knew.
Oh, you just knew?
Pieces
my parents,
of shit.
We didn't do Christmas, so I was my parents were just like, we're not doing it. Ain't no tooth fairy, ain't no Santa Claus. I was like,
pieces
came
of,
in
y'all some
like
pieces
that.
Of
but
shit.
I never said, they was like, just don't, you know, other people believe, so don't just say it. But if somebody got on my nerves, it'd be like, check this out.
Weaponizing Santa?
I'm about to ruin your day.
Look at your shoes. Santa
how'd
don't
how'd
exist.
You, how'd you do your sex talk with your kids?
Me?
Yeah.
Is really as it came along, I would discuss things that were going on. I would never like,
you know, like sit down, children, gather around.
This is gonna happen one day.
Hey, you put out the puppets.
It's always sit on it. Don't have sex till you could afford to.
Okay.
Because I ain't taking care of no goddamn kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly if you can't afford a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Don't have sex until you can afford to. I wish people knew that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If anybody wants to fuck you in a car, they ain't worth it. Know your value.
Know your value. Son, if she wants to fuck you in a car, know your value,
son. That
too.
Don't get caught fucking in public. What's wrong with you? If you can't afford a room, the last thing you need is watches looking for you for fucking outside of a school.
That's now one thing, bro. You gotta be thankful for it. I never got caught in a car because how you explain that shit to your old?
I got caught in a car.
I never got caught in a car.
They let us go, but but after explaining all the stuff, they're like, you know, there's a school right down the block. I'm like, we ain't seen no school.
How old
it's
are you?
A house converted to. I just turned. I want to say like 28.
Okay.
We was in Long Beach.
You can literally get like what is it? Sex
registration. If you take a piss outside of a school,
a house that was converted into
once your dick is out around a school, you are a sex offender. That's just it.
That shit changes. That changes.
It don't matter what happened.
It doesn't matter what it is.
I had to pee, bro. It don't matter.
Is one of those
I
won't
use the bathroom. I was at my daughter's parent teacher conference. I had to pee. I was like, I'm not about to pee here in the school.
Oh, it's so fun. Them little ass toilets.
The toilets are so small, bro.
Like, I need a little kid coming in at the right time. Yeah, no. Heck no. I will just pee on myself or go home.
I hate when kids come to the bathroom when I'm in there. Mm-mm. Like, whether I'm in the movie theater
weird,
or whatever.
No.
Like,
I'm
like, who are you with? Like, what
yeah,
are you,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I do not like it at all.
Just me and my other little friend.
Nah. I'm like,
yeah.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, I'll hold my piss for that, you know, wait till they finish.
No. You can't be in here by yourself. I'm an adult.
Do you remember in elementary school, were there kids that used to pull their pants all the way down? Yes. Their pants? Yeah, I used to, that, there was this kid named Ash Neal that used to do that.
He putting everybody on blast today.
First and last. This kid Ash Neal used to pull his things all the way down.
He
the
still
urinal,
does
all
it
the
too.
Way down.
My
yo.
Little cousin used to do that.
Yeah,
my boy used to flash every class. He just got in the bathroom and on the way he's pulling.
Come on, man!
Joined out on what? That, he did that all in fifth grade.
Bold. He's bold.
Fifth grade. Yeah.
Fifth grade. That's angry. Wild.
He lowered all our self-esteem.
Yeah, fifth grade. You know that's a no-no. That's a
kids walking around with adult that. Junk. We were still bald. He had fur.
Fur.
Yeah, y'all see it. You know what
I would have been whipping it out too.
Come
to
find out, he was held back like 3 years.
I still haven't told my daughter about penises. I got to figure out how to do that without making it super weird.
There'll always be that one little weird kid that gets. There's always the weird kid that gets naked and gets in the pool. You're like, ah, shit. Now I got to explain penises.
Because you've never seen a naked little boy.
No, it's different if she has brothers or something like that,
cousins?
Right?
Cousins.
She has cousins, but all her cousins are older. There's no cousins her age. They're all older. And if I ever heard about that, I'd
right.
be hot.
Well, yeah.
It was hot. We didn't have no swimsuit. We was like, just take it off, get in the pool.
Nigga. That's when you would see
so
the worst.
So she's not around babies ever?
No, no. Oh, okay. So and the other little girl that they had, I mean, they had a little girl, like a, you know, a little niece. And so, you know, it was a girl, but
is
I'm like.
Is that just some hood shit? Like, what? It's hot. They cut the sprinklers on. You ain't got no swimsuit. Just take your clothes.
I remember you being in your underwear. I never seen
underwear,
no kids.
But not,
not naked.
Kids.
Naked. Not.
It was a different time when you guys were
like babies
in New York.
Babies, you naked. Yeah, yeah. Babies, but like not kids.
Because
like,
the diaper
like,
couldn't get wet.
Yeah. So then I'm like, I gotta explain this to her before someone tells her she fucking Googles it. You
oh
know?
Shit!
Yeah, that's my biggest.
Oh, you don't want Google images,
that's my biggest. Because now she's always like, "How do you spell this? What's this mean?" I'm like, "I don't need her to hear penis." And then now she's
that
like,
only come in adult size, Dad.
Sounding out penis at home. P.
How old is he?
Six.
Oh yeah.
I gotta have this talk eventually.
Yeah. I mean, it's just about like it's. If I was in your position, maybe just straight up about it.
No,
like
it's better than learning up. From a sixth grader who gets
gonna
all
be
the
too,
wrong
or another 6 year old
or a brand new roadie like, that talks everything at the lunch table. Yeah.
And then strumming like a guitar, Dad.
So we just got different body parts.
So because she was asking me once, she was like, "Why do you stand up when you pee? Is it coming from your belly button?" And I was like, nah.
"That was your chance.
Yep.
You could have did it right there."
Sure but what do you do?
Well, also, Chaz, do you have an Audi?
Well, I have an appendage. I have an appendage called a penis.
So I had to explain my appendage.
You know,
I told her. I said,
"For girls, yours is." Ours are outside.
I said all she knows so far is that boys and girls have different body parts down.
Have you ever seen an elephant?
Daddy got a big dick. Go tell the teachers.
Daddy, yours isn't close to that big.
But
I was like, you see how you like, you know, your mom and your Gigi, they have breasts, right? She's like, yeah. I was like, well, guys have different parts. And she's like, okay,
well, Dad.
Yeah.
Flicks one.
I remember kindergarten cop. That,
very different.
Y'all remember kindergarten cop? There was that short movie. Yeah, there was a boy that interrupted in the class. He's like, boys have penises and girls have vaginas.
He's like, well, you taught them the basics.
So then I was like, okay, I got to make this move soon because we're getting too old.
Yeah, six. She going to hear that on the playground.
On the streets.
Yeah, on the streets.
It's out there.
And then she's going to be searching. I got to go through her search history. It's going to be dicks all over the place.
Yeah, save yourself the trauma.
Yeah. But then I don't want her to be traumatizing me explaining dick to her. I'm like, hey,
so you gotta have to just be
better than the internet.
But how are you gonna have her do it?
I don't know.
Like, I pawn it off?
Yeah.
The X Mom.
Well, I mean, like,
I don't
want
her to ever hear the word.
I have all boys.
Type penis in your search and see what pops up. What you say is gonna be better than what pops
I don't want
up.
This to.
You can pass that off. Like, as a person who has all boys and grew up with all brothers, my mom passed off hella shit to my dad. Almost everything.
Yeah, but you're also a boy with a boy. If I had a son, there's no problem.
That's what I'm saying. Pass it off to yo.
Like, yo, explain about penis, that. Though?
No,
yeah,
talk to
her
about penis.
No, she know?
How about both of y'all?
Look at a mirror.
It seems like you're in trouble.
Good idea.
It seems like you're in trouble if both parents are sitting in a room to wait to discuss penis.
A little dramatic. We need mommy and daddy to talk to you. It's like,
turn
are you guys
the lights
getting a divorce? Why is that kid's always there?
Yes, but you don't need to worry about that right now.
Why? Because daddy put his penis in somebody else. And this is what a penis is.
That's a twofer. That's a twofer.
Into the teacher, you know?
Yeah, I was like, man. So then Smoke was like, well, you should look at a book about it. And I was like, I'm failing as a parent if I can't do this. I just got to stop being a bitch about it.
Yeah.
That's mainly what it is. You talk to the boys about it yet?
Yeah, they know. I mean, they know body parts. I don't know. They don't know the acts of... sex. How the they know a man and a woman get together and make a baby. They don't know that.
How old
you know,
the ins now?
And
out.
7 and 9. So they don't know the ins and outs, but they know, you know, no. But I always check in with
and
them about
a cool 9-year-old, so the fifth graders be talking to him.
He is very, they're both very popular, very well liked.
Wow. Because I was that third grade kid that the fifth graders and sixth graders would talk to, and they tell me all types of weird stories.
But they would,
they were all.
How are the schools set up now, though? Because I know it was probably.
It's different. The fourth and fifth have their own recesses.
Yeah.
And then they know the fifth graders and stuff like that, but they don't. They hang with their, like, Kendrick program. Hangs with his friends, but then also hangs with Keelan. And so Kendrick knows more older kids. Keelan, for what? Like, he don't have.
We had fourth graders bringing condoms to school.
That was wild.
Third, bro. Yeah, they were running trains on girls.
Jesus Christ.
Wait.
It's L.A., man.
Elementary?
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah,
so trains?
We weren't doing that like fourth grade. God, that's insane.
Coming to school with condoms, I was like, damn, I can't.
We did have some people who were smashing and pregnant by sixth grade.
I said middle school was when it got crazy.
Yeah, fourth was
for me,
pretty,
elementary school was pretty.
Well, sixth grade was still elementary school when I was.
See, that's what I was asking. Like, how was it set up?
Yeah, and then after school, everybody stayed.
Oh, yeah.
I know I was kissing in the mouth in fifth grade. I know that's when I found out about French kissing. In fifth grade.
I'm not kissing the mouth. Yeah, no.
That's what I learned.
I remember my first kiss in the mouth, I got hard immediately. That much I remember. She just did it and I mean, the minute her tongue touched my tongue, I was like, pow, let's go. What is this? What's happening? I'm ready. I don't know what this is, but I'm ready.
And what did your teacher, how'd your teacher feel?
I was like, she did it at my house, actually.
Wow.
I had my first kiss in the girls' bathroom, elementary school.
Back when they used to drag boys in the bathroom?
No, this was we both said we're gonna go to the bathroom at this time.
That's what we did. We'd make because she was in a different class. I was in a class. I was like, at 1:15, we're going out into the hallway to French kiss. You know what I mean? That was a thing.
She's like, meet me in the girls' bathroom. I was like, all right.
I was in middle school.
Imagine
already.
You couldn't get out the class. The teacher be like, no, nobody's going to
the bathroom. She's waiting for me.
She feels like she stood up.
Then you see her with somebody else. He made it. How many people did you invite?
I think I was 12. I think I was 12.
First kiss at 12?
I was like 12 or 13.
That 15. One, that kind.
Huh?
I was 15.
I think I was 12.
Late.
You might have smashed after that.
I smashed at 14. So
I was about to say, I was a year away from smashing at 15.
15 yeah.
It wasn't, it didn't take that long.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely was in high school, but that
I
was smashed first
17.
Kiss.
No, I was 16.
Early bloomer. But like I said, the girl I dated, couldn't get pregnant. She was older than me. Yeah. She was like, we're doing this now.
Hey, bro. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's
watched a few videos.
It was the girls that were aggressive when I was younger too. I was just scared because basketball literally kept me focused from everything else. Like I was like, I gotta do this. It kept my grades up. It kept like I was so locked in on sports. If I wouldn't have had sports, I would have been all over the place. Yeah. Even with my dad in the house, we probably would have just got into it a lot because I wouldn't have had anything to focus on.
It's why I keep Izzy super busy and stuff. And I want her to have these goals now. Like, I want you to be the best at something. I tell you all the time, dude. I don't care how fucking nuts it sounds. I want you to be the best at something. And so she's really into gymnastics now. She's really into being athletic. Great. This is what we do all the time. Right? I look at Serena and Venus, right? I look at all these girls.
Ruben's cousin?
Ruben's cousin.
Ruben Warren. His cousin is the... She just won the gold medals.
For real?
The light-skinned one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is
her name? She just did the Nike commercial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Oh, wow.
Sha'Carri Jackson?
No.
Sha'Carri Richardson is the track girl, but no. Okay.
But stuff like that. Stuff like that. I go like, when you stay close to them, when you stay close to them and you're involved in everything and I'm there all the time and you're like a pseudo coach, you know? And then it's like, I'm going to keep you involved, but like... We have goals, dog. We got goals. I don't care what this little nigga want to do. We got goals. This nigga got to work around your time. You know what I'm saying? He don't get to, hey, meet me at the practice. Nah, nigga, because we got more practice at the practice.
No, it was half days is when stuff went down for us. When we had a half day of school, man, that was, you knew there was like a party coming up after. We used to have little house parties, little half day parties.
High school happened when we started having parties at the football games. That's when.
Where did you meet this ovarian cancer survivor?
That's cool. That's cool.
That couldn't have babies and just like nutting me. Yeah. First timer, let's go.
High school, man. It was just we were in the same. That's we were
like
banned
up here. I didn't have sex till 17 because I didn't think I would fit a condom.
I have no idea. I just knew that she couldn't procreate, and I said, "Oh, that's the only thing I was worried about."
How does she know that already?
She probably
she was like 17, 18.
It's could be like a symptom of PCOS. Yeah. Or something like that.
Because she couldn't get a period either.
Oh, wow.
I was a late
it was grower. It was full all the time. Oh, it was just,
wow.
Let's go.
She had a vagina, right?
Yeah. That's the thing with the ball sack on the bottom.
That's the thing with the ball sack?
Not just opened up her pee hole, really.
Yeah. Yeah, she had these nuts, right? Wait, what?
You never heard of vagina nuts?
Yeah, you got it. Come on.
No, this is the vagina. My dad never had to talk with me. Yeah. This is the vagina. This is the pee hole.
Those are vagesticles.
Vagesticles.
She said, you put your penis inside my pee hole. It opens really wide. Oh, okay.
No, for some reason, she loved anal. But she had these little...
I used to get her vagina so hard.
You ever choke on a clit?
Everybody grew up with that friend who did shit like that. You knew they was lying. Yeah. Like, I remember one time we were talking about blue balls, and we had this dude that was always lying. And the first time I got mine, I was asking my boy, I was like, yeah, it hurt, blah, blah, blah. And the dude goes, yeah, I just pee mine out. And everybody's like, nigga, what do you have? Because that ain't what that is, bro. You need to go see a doctor. Go to somebody clinic because
y'all don't
are you talking about? He was like, no, you just pee it out. We was like, no,
this
no?
dude had me thinking the first time you have sex with a girl, green stuff comes out. Oh, and I was like, what? This was in like fourth grade.
Jesus.
I was like,
But you got to think, not as we're adults, you got to think about how many people were lying back then about shit. We didn't know that a lot. Yeah, I've been having sex. Like, these niggas was lying.
Well, one rumor that I've heard, well, that's kind of, I've heard is true. I still have never tried it, but there was a guy named Black. He sold drugs.
He Black like, what? He might as well get
that
was his name.
That's all I knew him as. I remember when we were on the
Black's the only one like, yeah, you put me out on blast. No,
Black, we was like teenagers. He was definitely in his mid-20s. And I remember him telling us like, yo, if you want to know if a girl's burning, put a little earwax on your finger and then, you know, put it in there. And if she squirms, then you know she got something. I never forgot that.
You heard of that too?
I heard of that. I never tried it.
You might be giving her something.
I usually keep my ears clean.
Well, something with the acid in your earwax and their pH or something. It's some kind of chemical reaction.
It's probably some kind of real bad science.
There's some
science. Like some old slave shit.
Test him.
Not yet.
Can't say we got to get out of here. You got somewhere to be. You got to pick up the children's.
Well, yeah, Key.
Well, she just told me she's picking them up, but yeah, we got to go anyways.
Oh, okay. It's about that time.
Yeah.
Brandon Brody, where you at? Where can the people find you, man?
Yeah, guys, make sure you follow me on all social media platforms at Brody the Joker, BROADY the Joker. Find out all my upcoming shows and just, you know, show some love, show some support. Come hang out. Talk to me.
Brody came Sunday and ripped. A comedy live show. I appreciate you had a great set.
Thank
bro.
You. I had a really good time, man. I had a really good, and I got a new bit in. I never did that TV joint on stage ever.
No, it was killing. You was killing.
That was a new one. So I'm happy. Chad's got a great thing going on. So y'all need to check out comedy live. I don't know where it's
coming. Me neither. But the live part is whenever it will air. Who knows?
Yeah,
but
Chaz
the live
knows.
Part is...
He had that audience engagement. He hosts the show too. So it was a great lineup. There was free food.
Yeah.
Free drinks.
It's not going to be when you come. Charge for that. Gotta keep the lights on at Craig Wayne's on everything. Like I said last week, still working on Miramax to get this audition show up and going for Scary Six.
No.
At Craig Wayne's on everything.
You can find me at I'm Chaz Rogers at I'm Chaz Rogers. March 21st, I'm in Boise, Idaho with Shantae Wings Lounge at the End of the Universe. In May 8th through the 10th, Charlotte, North Carolina, Comedy Club at Duxworth. And then May 29th and 31, I'm in Brody's hometown, Washington, D.C., at the D.C. Comedy Loft.
I love the Loft.
I haven't been. She was like, yo, it's nuts. She said it was bananas there. And then you can catch Lacroni and Chaz on our YouTube page.
Is that the one with the high stage?
They have two rooms. So they have a room upstairs and then a basement room. The basement room is what I did.
Dope.
Glorious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said D.C.
Is that the one at the hotel?
Mm-mm. No, it's like in this. It's weird because you don't.
It's like it's just.
It doesn't look like a comedy. It looks like almost like a what do you call those things?
Like a house
in San Francisco.
Like a row house.
Yeah, like. But you go in and the big room is upstairs, and then the basement room is probably like the size of the Yoohoo room at Flappers, but it's a low basement ceiling too, and it's just like.
What spot did you say to eat?
In DC.
Yeah.
What do you?
You mentioned Mumbo Sauce.
You mentioned the best crab.
I think Jerry Seafood has a really good crab cake. They're in Annapolis, Maryland, but you get this thing called a crab bomb. It's gonna cost you like $50, but it's worth every bite.
I got $50. Yeah, what's it called? You said Jerry's.
Jerry Seafood. Yeah.
You said that's where.
There's one in Annapolis. I can't remember what the other location is, but
it's Annapolis in DC.
No, it's outside. It's outside of Maryland. Yeah. But I think they're the best crab cake. You can find a good crab cake at a lot of places in Maryland, regardless. Mm-hmm. You know, there's another place. I think it's called Clyde's. I wonder if they're still open. There's the Hamilton too. You can go to the Hamilton.
If you're in
bougie ass little spot
in Maryland,
in
you definitely want to go to Jimmy's.
Jimmy's,
yes. Excellent.
Get that. I went to two places.
Get the egg roll.
I can't remember
cakes.
Where though.
Mm-hmm.
One egg was I stopped on the way to the airport because everybody was saying you got to go to this one.
Henry's Soul Food.
I don't know, because all I wanted was crab cakes when I was out there.
Oh, you just wanted crab cakes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This wasn't when I was in D.C. This is when I was in Baltimore.
Did you like the crab cakes when you went? Did you enjoy it?
I can't eat them anywhere else now.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what made me mad when I moved to Cali. I was like, yo, like, the things y'all are serving and calling crab cakes, it pissed me off. I was like, y'all don't even
understand. Once I got the crab cakes in Baltimore, I was like, I can't do this anywhere else.
It's crazy.
It's insane. That's how I feel about tacos.
And they were huge.
Or like Mexican food. If it's not, you know, even Texas, I'm like, eh. But if it's not like Arizona, California. Yeah. When I go to the East Coast and have Mexican, I'll be like, this shit is trash.
Yeah, we don't do tacos in DC like that. Yeah,
it's
not
good.
Yeah, it's not.
And just like, you know, a slice of pizza. After New York, I couldn't eat it any. Like, I was like, I want a slice. You're charging me $5 for this half ass. Like, I can go to. Yeah. In New York, it's $1, bro, and it's delicious.
And it's fire.
Like,
not to mention a chopped cheese.
Yeah, I'm like, nah. So being traveled messes up a lot of stuff for you because you're like, this is nah, this ain't it. So I feel it's good.
Yeah, man. Appreciate y'all for watching.
Oh, sorry. I'm doing KeonPoli.com on everything. May my road. You know, I start out on the road. I'm Chicago, Detroit, Vegas, Vancouver. I mean, sorry, Edmonton. You guys check those out. On my Linktree as well. That it goes right to the ticket link. You don't have to search for it. And make sure you look out for my bi-monthlies at Flappers every other month. I do the bi-monthlies there. Last one sold out. Hopefully this one sells out. Well, this will be aired by now, so we'll see.
It's a good-ass time. It's a good-ass show.
Yeah, and have you done it yet?
No.
What are you doing Friday?
It's called Keon, Poli, and Friends, right?
Yep. What are you doing Friday?
I guess I wasn't your friend.
I just started them.
Friday, I'm down. I'm there.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I got the lineup done.
Let's go. Brandon Brody's on the show.
Yeah.
Hey.
So also, find me at Brody the Joker. I will be performing at Flappers for Keon,
Poli, and this will be aired way after. Yeah. So you already did it. You already did it.
So I just did, man. I had a great show, Keon, man. I'll tell you, thanks again for the opportunity.
So yeah, that's it. Look out for Brutally Honest, and go to my website. It has all my links.
And put your questions down in the comments, man.
Yeah.
It's happening.
All right, y'all.
We're back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Yeah! It was amazing!